Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! Super exciting day today. Lili Nishma Simi Mirasi Rusbas Mordechai. Before, today's the day. Before I even go into the sponsors, I want to make a huge, huge announcement. As you know, we are all about spreading Torah to Klal Yisrael, making Torah enjoyable and fun for every single one, accessible. And Rabboisai, you know, we launched the Rosh Hashanah program. That's the next Masechta. In 2.5 weeks, we're starting a brand new Masechta. And until now, we said any person that joins the Shir gets a brand new art school, Gemara, Hebrew, English, or even a Masifta. Today, Rabboisai, big announcement. Any person from the Shir that's already in the Shir who brings another chaver, look, what, tomorrow night is Kol Nidre? Yeah. Tomorrow night, Yom Kippur. What bigger schus than getting one more yid to learn Torah? And we all need schusim. So if you are one of those people that goes out there and puts it on your status, calls your friend and says, join the Shir, you will receive, you're not going to believe this, a brand new special edition MDY Art School Gemara. Here it is for the first time. It comes with the two logos. Says on it, special edition MDY for any current member in English or in Hebrew, for Rosh Hashanah or Tainus, it doesn't matter. You pick the Masechta. That's one. But there's more. Wait, there's more. Meren Nakash is sponsoring a raffle. Anybody that brings a friend gets in this raffle two amazing prizes. The first prize is a brand new Art School Shas, the entire Shas. But listen to this prize. This one is an MDY tour. Includes a ticket from America to Eretz Yisrael with, of course, hotel. Now listen to this, Rabboisai. You get to prepare a shir with myself for an hour. You get to have dinner with Nachman Seltzer and schmooze with him about his latest book. You get to edit the videos with Yosef Biliak. I forgot to ask him permission for that one, but I'm sure he's okay. You get to sit up there with Gary, the loner. Do not talk to him, but you get to sit up there and see what he does. You get to have a Shabbos meal with my wife and children. I won't be there with the Stefanskis. Shabbos meal, Stefanskis. You get to make coffee for the shir with Yeshua. You get to see patients with Dr. Factor. You get to do Zoom court with Avi Kamiansky. In other words, hang out with him, talking to him about his aliyah. You could run a seminary for a day with Noam Fix. You could schmooze with Elias Chavrusa. It gets more, it's even better. You get to do stats with David Feinberg. And you get a bracha from my father. And you get laning lessons from Menachem Ateh. So, Rabboisai, this is an amazing, amazing opportunity for every single person in the shir to bring a chaver. Now, how do you do it? Remember, write these down. Join dafyoimi.com. That's how you get somebody to get a free gemara. Your friend, tell him to go to joindafyoimi.com. You! Go to the website, growtheshear.com, growtheshear.com. And, by the way, Fishel is sponsoring every single Gemara, whether it's for the new guy or the old guy. The only problem is that he's sponsoring the Gemaras. So we need to raise another $50,000 only. And that's not my problem, that's Yossi Klein's problem in his Allegans, but we have to help them out. They need to raise $50,000 for shipping and for marketing. Fischl is going to be stuck with the $100,000 bill, Bezer Hashem. We have to get to 2,000-3,000 Gemaras. And you could sponsor and be part of this. And I asked Rabbanim here. There's no difference if you sponsor the Gemara or the shipping of the Gemara or the market. At the end of the day, you're part of this effort of getting another person to learn Torah before Yom Kippur. And you can do it also after Yom Kippur. So for that, if you want to sponsor, you go to mdysponsor.com. And the very first person who's getting an official, we have to look at this again, this is unbelievable. MDY, an 8-minute daf logo on the front. I'm not joking, this is from Art Scroll. They mocked this up. Special Merkaz Daf Yomi edition says on the bottom over here. I know every single one of you wants one of these. I do. So if you want to sponsor, you go to mdysponsor.com. The very first person who's getting this Gemara is Hill Kamiansky, who brought in two of his friends. I'm going to name people now. As long as I can name them, and we don't have in the hundreds every day, I will name them. Yisrael Notis and Shimi Bernholz. Now, if you bring one person, you get one entry to the raffle. You bring two people, you get three entries. Three people get six, four, ten. Bekitzer goes like that. And Yosef Biliak last night brought in Aaron Shua. I think that's how you pronounce his name, something like that. So Yosef is also from the first people to get the limited edition. And now Raboisai. Oh, talking about Hillel Kamiansky, I printed this. Let's see if I have it here. Oh, Hillel sent me this because we're talking about this. This is on Hillel's desk for the last 2 years. B'chol brachecha de'eyu. When you go to sleep, you think about L'shem Shemayim. When you eat, parnasa. Not this. That we don't have to see. But anyway, this part right over here. It's on. I gave this out to every person that came to the shir in brachas. Him and at least Leiby still have it. What? Keep hustling? Avodas Hashem. Yeah, you're 100% right. There is a cash redemption. If you live, if very good question. If you live in Eretz Yisrael and you don't want to hang out with myself and Nachman Seltzer, then you could have a cash redemption. I think it's about $6,000-$7,000, the cash redemption.
That's what it's worth, my friends.
Dinner with Nachman Seltzer at a restaurant is not the $100. To spit and take this guy away from all his books and all his engagements and everything, it's big stuff, big stuff. Now, running the seminary is a different story. What's this, Yeshua? What do you got over here? This is a matana? Shkoyach.
What is it?
Oh my gosh, gorgeous. Talking about a person who increased Torah in Klal Yisrael. Wow, what a gorgeous present.
Your wife was involved in making sure you got this.
Who's this from? This is from Mark and then this and Yossi Klein. Paid for the shipping. Pull. It took 3-4 months to get here, maybe more. 6 months. It's all about the daf. They presented this to me in America by the Psachim Siyum. It's all about the Yoimi, it says here, not about the daf. Okay. Givaldi. We can hang it up right over here. Yeah, it's good. He's the one that started it. He deserves it. We'll hang it up somewhere here. Well, I can hang it up in my wife's dining room. I'm sure she'd appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, Yaakov. I appreciate it. How many people are you bringing?
I've already messaged somebody.
You already messaged somebody. Givaldik. That's all you have to do is message. Okay, fine. Yeah, you can take it down. It's okay. The boy said today is Daf Yudalid, and we're holding the last line on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. Ketzad min ha-peach on Shabbos. We didn't get there, I don't think. On Shabbos, if you rub those wheats, remember we had enough community, wheat and barley, rub the wheat and you blow it, you're allowed to blow on it. How? Omer Rav min ha-peach mikishrei etzbois v'lamala. You could only use this part of your hand. You have to do a little different than usual. They laughed at Rav, the Gol Hador in Chutz La'aretz. They laughed at him in Eretz Yisrael. Since you're doing it differently, you're not using a machine, you're not using a fan, you're using your hand, so you can use your entire hand. As long as you're using one hand at a time, You go like this, like that, but you're using one hand. You could blow. If you're going to sit up there, it has to be. And with all your strength, says the Mishnah, the official Mishnah by Reb Fishel, who's sponsoring $100,000 of Gemara's Bezer Hashem. He thinks he's going to get away from 50. No way. We're not going to allow it, right? Don't look at me like that. We're not going to allow this. It's going to cost him. And you know what else is going to cost him? Daf Yudalet is going to cost him, because there's only three Mishnahs on this daf. Each Mishnah, boom, cha-ching, cha-ching, official. Okay, there's four Mishnahs here. Gevaldik, even better. Says the official Mishnah, sponsored by official, for Refu Shleim of Avram Yosef and Chana, Beisham Ayoyimim. Now, official had a son. I hope he allows me to say this. Official had a son who was Nifter at a very young age. And this son, his favorite Masech was Rosh Hashanah. I don't know the whole story behind it, but that's why Fishel is going crazy on Rosh Hashanah. And let's help him, Lili Nishmas' son, bring in thousands. Now, we're talking about this pestle the whole time. This is a stone mortar and pestle. This guy, the pestle, that you crush the herbs with, right? A lot of the pharmacies, this is like, this is how you make medicine. Say Shamai, if you're gonna use this pestle on Yontif, Nidoichin, Tavlin, just regular spices, Nidoichin ben Madoich shel Eitz. You must use basically a mini baseball bat. This is a Madoich shel Eitz. Instead of it being out of your typical material, you have to make some sort of shinoi. So you use a wooden pestle. Vahamelach, but salt is different. You have to make a serious shinoi, bepach, you have to use the bottom, the mortar, has to be made out of earthenware. Ube'eitz haparu. And you can only use something like a wooden spoon instead of a pestle. You have to be, salt is different than all the spices. The Gemara will explain why. Ube'eitz hillel, but we don't pass it like this. Basil say no. Basil oimrim tavlin idoichin kedarikum b'madach shalevet. For all the spices, yes, there has to be some sort of difference between salt and the rest of the spices, but all spices, just go do whatever you want with a regular mortar and pestle made out of stone. V'amelach, when it comes to salt, b'madach shalates, then you must use, instead of what Beishami say, use a wooden spoon, they're more makel, you use a wooden bat. Says the Gemara. Huh? No. Because now we're talking about the real deal. Says Gemara, the Kuli Yama Miyas Melech Bo Yeshinu. Everybody agrees that when it comes to salt, even Basil say that you could use a mortar and pestle for regular spices. When it comes to salt, salt is different. Why? My time, Rav Unav Rav Chizda. Machloikis. Chad Omar Kolak Deus Kulin Tzvichis Melech. You should have known this before Yontif. Obviously, if you're going to cook on Yontif, you're going to use salt. Every single dish has salt. So you're a Peshaya. You should have taken care of business before Yontif. But not every single, you don't know, there's many different spices you need. What is it called? Paprika. You don't know, okay, you don't know if you need garlic, whatever, pepper, you don't know. So therefore, we don't punish you. V'chad omar, the other svar is, kol ha-tavlim afigin taimon, right? Think about coffee, let's say. I did not mention the sponsors. We got to mention sponsors. I'm so excited about the new sponsors, four sponsors. Mordechai Binder. Lili Nishmas Rav Zev Avram Ben Reb Yosef Shalom. Binder. Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Binder. By Itan Merwis. And the BMT. 8384 Chevra. In memory of the 19th yahrzeit of J.J. Greenberg. Oh, he sent me a beautiful email. And I don't even have it here because of all that's going on. What was the email, Yosef? Remember? That his friend, all the guys, and he named like four or five guys from this chevra that do the daf. All right, we'll have to do it tomorrow. They're all 40 years ago together, and this tzaddik that was nifter 19 years ago, he was just casually doing something, he was nifter. Netan Yosef ben Arav Yitzchok HaKoyin. What?
It was a bike ride.
Alim bike ride, and he's nifter on the bike ride. He's training. We have a bunch of bikers in the room here. Ben and Dan Kaufman, in memory of our father Simcha ben Yerachmiel on his yahrzeit Ches Tishrei. Menachem Shalom Siegelstein, a new Einikel born on Chofayel named Moshe Naftali. You know what that is? That's my grandson's name. Ben Rav Rafal Mordechai Siegelstein Akoye. Beautiful. You should have a lot of nachas. The neshama should have an aliyah. Yishkoyach. Levi, you like that? I took your idea. He gave me a great idea. I take ideas. I love ideas. Great. He said we should mention the people that bring people to the daf. She mentioned. So I mentioned Hillel. I mentioned Yosef. Bez Hashem tomorrow is giving 100 people and I won't be able to do it. I'll have to run through them. So v'chad omar, the other svar is kol tava mefigat tama melech inu mefigat tama. When you make coffee, I was in the middle of coffee, right? You try to do the coffee, grind the beans like we have the machines here in the Beis Medrash. You grind it on the spot. Why didn't you grind it yesterday? Because you lose flavor. All spices, says the Gemara, lose flavor if you do it Erev Yontif. So we can't punish a guy for not doing it Erev Yontif. But salt is different. My benayu, so what is the difference than afkemina lemaisa? Ikebenayu diyoda maikdei reboi lebashuli. If you are aware, you have a menu. You know exactly what you're going to cook. So if the problem is that you didn't do it yesterday, you're in big trouble. You should have done all your spices yesterday. But if the problem is that you don't want to ruin the spices because if they're a day old, they don't taste the same, then we don't punish you. Inami b'mariko. Here, mariko is saffron. And saffron is this saffron. Acts a little differently. It doesn't lose its flavor if you do it a day earlier. Zok de Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, kol ha-nidoichin, nidoichin kedarkon. Says Shmuel, anything you use a pestle for, or a smaller pestle, is kedarkon. You can just do it normally. Va'afilu melach, even salt. Now that's a little bit of a problem. Va'amres melach bo'yishinu. We said in the Mishnah, you need to do it a little bit differently. You have to use a different pestle made out of wood, a spoon according to Bishame, or a baseball bat according to Bishame. He holds like the man that says that there's no machloket in Bisham Yisilel that you could just go along if the salt is with it. So you have pepper and salt, you just go pretend that you don't have the salt, you just use the mortar and pestle. I was actually looking yesterday because we mentioned it all over Shas, this mortar and pestle. It's about time. We have a real thing and not just a picture. We should do some sort of pestle. But nobody has one at home. It's like it's not absolute, but they use the brass one. So people do have it. They sell it. They have it. I couldn't find anybody that has one. If you want to crush the salt, you have a big chunk of salt and you want to crush it all alone, melach bepach. That you have to use the kli itself has to be earthenware, ubeitz apar or with a wooden spoon, either or. Letzali, and that's only remember because we had the other day. Roasting doesn't require salting, halachically, because you don't have to remove the blood. You just roast it. That's how you take out the blood. So when you're roasting, you're using a very small amount of salt. Excuse me. Avaloi l'gdeira, but if you're cooking, that's too much salt to do. In one shot, that's not allowed. Ube sil oimrim, b'chol davar, you can use anything. B'chol davar, sol kodaydach, what? You can use mukta? You cannot use mukta. Ela ema lichol davar. In other words, I'm permitted to crush as much salt as I want. By the way, is it permitted to crush garlic with a garlic crusher? Press, a garlic press. Thank you. So for whatever reason, I know that I grew up that it's not allowed. And I looked around and I found out that Rabbi Yashiv says that it's usur. Why? Yeah, so what's the problem? On Yom Tov you're allowed to. And yeah, small is good. Maybe because it's a kli that's designed just for that purpose. I don't know. Yom Tov? I don't know. Well, we'll look into it. All right. Ella. Okay. Omle Rav Acha Bardala Lebrei, Rav Acha told his son, Kidaiches, I agree with everything we just said, he says. I agree that you're allowed to crush different herbs, spices. However, I'm asking you, let's be machmer, let's add a little bit Let's make it a little different. Atzli atzluye viduch. Do it, put it sideways. You have, I don't know if that's going to work. You see, if I had the kli itself, but kitzur, you know what I mean. Instead of the kli being this way, put it sideways, crush it this way instead of going like this. Okay? The normal way. We'll make a shinui. The kavod yanta will make a shin. Rav Sheshes shoma kol buchna. Rav Sheshes heard the sound of somebody crushing something. Omar, havlav migavei the base of you. This is not, the sound is not coming from my home. Why? I taught them that they need to do a shinui on yantif. Vidilma atzluya atzli. How did he know? Maybe they did do a shinui. Maybe it's sideways. Where did he get it from? The shami david tzol kolay. He was able to tell from the sound. It was a clear sound. Oh. He had very, he had, he uses, oh, says Nachman Seltzer that Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were blind, right? So Rav Sheshes, he used his hearing a lot, and he's able to tell he's medayik more than a regular person. Very nice. He's medayik that it's the sound of a straight up mortar, not a sideways one. Okay? But how did he know what's inside the mortar? Maybe he was crushing something that's permitted 100%, like pepper. Tavlin? It barks, it's a loud sound. In other words, again, he was able to differentiate just from hearing it. Now, there are different, you can take wheat and make different products out of it. You can make soilas, daisa, tisni. Tisni is taking each kernel and crushing it into four. Now, I'm not exactly sure, I'm assuming. How do you crush something into four? You could take a knife and cut it up into four. But if you have 1,000 kernels in one bowl, how do you make sure that each one gets crushed to four and not to three? There's ways to crush it to one, to cut it in half, to three. Tisni is four. So maybe it's the amount of pressure you put on it or something. Okay, it's a little bit different. So you're not permitted to do this tisni. Tisni is too much work. You're exerting yourself on yantif, aser. And you cannot use a mortar and pestle. Ask the Gemara, tarti. It's a contradiction. Because it's mashma that you could use a machteshes if you're going to crush it to three or to two. You just can't crush it to four. Then you can't use a machteshes. What are you telling me? That you can never use a machteshes and you can't make tisni. They don't go together. Hachi gomar, matam, and the Gemara is going to explain a little bit better. Hachi gomar, matam, and nosim tisni, lefi shein koichim machteshes. The reason why you can't use tisni, because it's machteshes. Slightly different than the picture that I'm showing you. This one is a small guy. Let's find it once and for all. Here. This is a medoicha. It's a little smaller for smaller things. And this machtesh is a little larger. It does the same thing, but it's larger. The reason why we can't use tisni, you can't make tisni on Yom Tov, is because you're using the larger one. So just say one halacha. Do not use the larger mortar and pestle. What do you have to tell me what you're making in it? I would think that if you take you try to make tisni in an unusual way, using the smaller kli, that's mutter. Kamashwan, you can never make tisni. In all kalim, any way you try to make it, it's aser. Kamashwan, it's aser. You could, it's permitted to use the smaller kli. Okay, Anachanami. So Abai says there's actually two halachas here. There's a halacha that tisni, is also even in a small kli, but you're allowed to use a small kli to grind wheat. You're not, tisni is the four step, you're cutting into four. That you can never do. But you are allowed to use a smaller machteshes for wheat. Daf Yudalid Omid Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For those who need Shiduchim, Refuzim, Yeshuas, please join tehillim.imindav.com and by Shlomo Lazarian from Los Angeles, in honor of my wife, who's my Senefesh Vitoiro. Thanks. Rav Amar Loikasyo. We're talking about a small one also. Halan Vahaluhu. One, the halacha is talking about people from Bavel who were poor, they didn't have servants. Vahaluhu, in Eretz Yisrael, they have slaves. And Memela, these slaves don't really care. And they'll use the larger one. And they'll lie. And they'll say they use the smaller one. So they went ahead and they said, you know what, you guys, it's awesome for you to use anything. And the story in Eretz Yisrael, there were more makbid. Says the Gemara, a story to prove this. Rav Papi, Ikla Lebe Mar Shmuel, where did they live? They lived in Bavel. In Bavel, L'chaira, it should be Mutter, a small one. Isile Daisa V'Le'ochal. They brought him some Daisa, some Farina. He didn't eat it. Why? Because he's Makbid. He figured that they made it. They made it right now in a mortar and pestle. But maybe they made it in the small one, which is Mutter. They lived in Bavel. In Bavel, you're allowed to use a small one. The Chazid Avedayik Tvei, he noticed that it was very fine. Couldn't have been done in the smaller kli. Maybe you're right, it's fine, great, but maybe they did it Erev Yom. The Chazid Avedayik Kalev Tzari, again, he just looked at it, he saw it was pale, it was peeled. He noticed right away it was done today. He was there by Mar Shmuel's house. And so we said in Eretz Yisrael, people have slaves. But what if you live in Bavel and you have slaves? So he was makbid. It's the same idea. The slave, it doesn't matter where he is, he's going to lie. He's going to say, I use the small mortar and pestle, when in fact he used the larger one and he has a finer product. So Mela, in a house like that, you should be makbid, says the Gemara. Which brings to mind a story that I heard yesterday, again, from the Einikel of Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, who's sitting in the room here, Rabbi Yoel. I just wanted to make sure that it's a true story. He told me that Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky came from Minsk to Slabodka. And Slabodka was known, they were really cooler guys. So he's sitting there by the table of no other than the Savim Slabodka, the Alter from Slabodka. And Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky was a little shocked what he saw. The guys didn't have beards and they looked like a bunch of, you know. So he didn't want to eat really. On Pesach night, then Lela Seder, he's invited to the Seder of the, you believe this, the Alter of Slobodka. And he decided to himself that he's not going to eat. So he, shouldn't have said who it was. No, it's not at his house of somebody. And he said out loud, I'm not eating here because I'm sorry, I can't eat because I'm Makben on Gebrux. Now, Rabbi Kamenetsky was a Litvak. He's never Makben on Gebrux. But he sort of lied in order to save himself. But it was a lie that wasn't a lie. Because from that moment on, he never ate Gebrux in his life. He took that, he said, I don't eat Gebrux. And he really, from that moment on, he never ate Gebrux. There's another story that I heard, but I can't find the source. Huh? I said it okay? Yeah, something like that. There was you got to be careful with the Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky stories.
It's a famous story that he made in Lebanon. That was the reason? That was the reason
he
had slabat,
the
guys?
Yeah. Hey, Nachman! You can't doubt his stories, otherwise people are going to start doubting yours. You got to be careful. I want to protect you.
The question is why.
Right. So there's another story I heard. There's a gadol, I don't remember who. I went to somebody's house and the wife offered him some cake. He says, no, the doctor doesn't allow me to eat chocolate cake. And from that moment on, Nebuch, even though it was like his favorite cake, he never ate chocolate cake for the rest of his life, huh? Rabbi Miller, Rabbi Avigdor Miller?
Yes.
Psh, okay, so we found the source, according to you. But you read it about Rabbi Miller. Okay, very good. Okay, next Mishnah, the official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel. What's the thing here? I said already, Avram Yosef and Chana, and now we have to say, huh? Akiva, what's the person's name? Dvora something. Oh, Brina, for Brina Bas, Yanta Dvora. Okay. Habari kidney is Biantav. Bishame Oimrim, Boyer Voichel, Voichel. There's Oichel and Ochel. It depends where you put the emphasis. But the point is, one has a segal, one has a tzeira. You take the food, oichol, you take the food, and you can do breyer. Now, let's talk about breyer for a second before we talk about the diktok. This is Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do breyer, you're not allowed to separate the food from the non-food. How do you say non-food in English? Not the garbage, the psoilus. The good from the bad. Okay, the good from the bad. If you want to do so on Shabbos, you have to have these three conditions. You have to have oichol mitoch psoilus. You have to take the food from the undesirable.
The scroll on the MDY edition says the impurities.
You know what? This should really be an MDY edition with our lashonos. Like sometimes we do a little of a, we take a vote and we don't like the view. The impurities.
Yeah.
Right. But listen. When was the last time you said the impurities in your life? You ever use that word? No. Okay. So eichol mitoch psoilus. Next, it has to be done with your hand and not with a kli. Biyad miyad. You have to, it's just for right now. You can't just do boirer and use it later on. Okay, but what about yantif? What about, is yantif different? Oichol nefesh, mutter and oichol nefesh. So the Mishnah says, ha-boirer kitni yoiz biyantif, if you're separating the beans from the psoilus, b'sham ha-yomim boirer oichol, you must remove the food, just like in this list right over here. Step number one is to take the food from the psoilus. So you take the beans out of the sand or whatever is there, va-oichol, and then you could eat it. You could do it any way you want, even psoilus mitoch oichol, not like on Shabbos that has to be oichol mitoch psoilus. You could do it. You could take the bad from the good. You could start removing the stones and things like that from within the beans. Bechekoi, even in your lap. In other words, bekanon uvetamchui, like we had yesterday. You could use these two devices, but not these two. These are more serious. The sifters, you can use a kanan and a tamchoy to separate avaloi betavlo, but not with a large plate, veloi benapa, veloi bikvara, and not with these, because these sifters are designed for larger quantities, and that's also a yantif. Again, going back to your chisera, you know how to do larger quantities. As we're going to see in the Gemara, you're allowed to how do you say latzif? Rinse and skim. You're allowed to fill it up with water. You fill it up with water, and then the psoilus comes to the top, and then it floats, and then you remove it. There's another way to do it. We'll see in the Gemara. Tanya Omer Avigam Liel. B'medvar mamurim. When did Beis Hillel allow to take the psoilus mitocha oichol, the bad from the good? Kisha oichol merubah la psoilus. That's when you're doing less work. You're taking what are you saying, Mordechai? That we're not going to make it, or we are going to make it? We're ahead of schedule? What's going on over here? Don't worry. He's upset that he's not on the list. I was thinking about you. We got to do you also. Hang out with Mordechai, the two brothers. What? Oy vavoy. Not on purpose. You know what? You'll get back on the list. You'll bring a friend tomorrow. You'll be the first one on the list. I'm going to mention you nice and loud. I didn't give you a ride yesterday when I saw you. That was because my car, I went to buy chairs for Sukkot. Oh, yeah, I'm so excited about Sukkot. It's going to be amazing. But if you have way too much garbage, the junk is more than the good. Get over here, Hillel. Get over here. Hillel, come here. You heard? I spoke about you? You didn't hear. Come. You're the first guy that's getting the new edition Gemara. Come here. I got to show you. You came a little late. That's okay. Let me show you what you get. Where is it? Because you're the first person that recruited, so you get this. Look at this. Special edition says on the bottom. We didn't do this. Our scroll mocked this up. You get this? I'll ask you, Shiloh. They said they would like to put our logo on the back of the Gemara. I said, nobody sees the back. The back is always on the table or in the bookcase. How are you going to say, I'd rather have a small logo on the front. I want it over here. In the Hebrew, you could put it over here. But in English, it's embossed. Ooh. Anyways, come here. Yishkoyach for being the number one guy. Two recruits in one day. How many? Well, what's the guy's name again? Notice? Yisrael Notice. And the other one? Jimmy Bernholtz. Bernholtz.
Okay. He
wants his name. It should be the Il Kamianski edition. That's what it should be. Okay. On the spine. Not bad. On the spine. Let's see if it works. No, there's no room on the spine. The spine stays as is. You can't change what they already have. It costs thousands of dollars to change this. Okay. Next. But it's a good idea. He's learning Weiter over there. Something's going on with the statistician. I don't know what. He's having a cow because he's looking. Okay. Psoilus Merubah Lo'eichel. Ask the Gemara. Psoilus Merubah Lo'eichel. Meikim Andeshari. Says Rashi, amazing. If there's so much bad stuff that it's more than the good, guess what happens, says Rashi. Incredible Rashi. The whole product becomes Muktzah. Everything. Because Psoilus is Muktzah. And the rest is Batal Beroiv. You know, you can't even touch anything. There's nothing you can do. Says Gemara, Leitzricha, what's going on here is the Nafesh Betircha Vezutr B'Shira. What I mean to say is, there's a lot of Psoilus, but it's very little. It's hard. It's very, very, it's little Psoilus, but a ton of work. Okay? Let's say you have a soup, I don't know what. And on the bottom of the soup, you have some stuff you don't want, a bone you don't want. So it's very little, but it's very difficult to get to. You have to start fishing or whatever. That's what we're talking about. So it goes like this. When did Basil say you can take out the psoilus? Dafka, when the psoilus is easy to get. Again, because we're going with this idea that on Yantiv, you have to make it easy. You can't have Tirchi Yisera. So when the psoilus is easy to get to, says Basil, you can go and grab the psoilus, even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to. But if the psoilus is hard to get to, it's a lot of work, then they don't allow it. Says the Mishnah, the official Mishnah, sponsored by official. Let's go back over here. For four shlemim from Yosef ben Chana. You're not allowed to give gifts on Yontif. What did I skip? Why do you guys? What's wrong with you guys? Reb Gamliel, I'm going back. I couldn't pull it off. I tried. Mordechai, it's not going to happen today. Reb Gamliel, I'm after me diach v'shoyla. Tanya, Omer Reb Elazar, Reb Tzaltik Kachoyim and Ogon Shal Beis Reb Gamliel. This is what they did in the house of Reb Gamliel. Show you mevim dli malei adashim. They would bring a pail full of beans, lentils, umetziv and olive mayim, and they would fill it up with water. V'nimtza oicha lematu b'seis mala. The stuff, the undesirable impurities would rise to the top of the water. But Tanya Ibcha, it says that the food would sort of rise to the top. Like Asha, Ba'afra. If you have dirt, so the dirt is heavier, goes to the bottom, and the food kind of stays where it is. Ha, Begili. And if you have straw and other things like that, the lighter items will float to the top. Says the official Mishnah Beishamay Yomrim, Ein Meshachim Yontav Elamanois. On Yontav, could you give gifts to somebody else? Yes. If they are ready made meals, you're allowed to give a gift. They argue, Meshachim behema, chayv oif, not ready. A live animal, bein chayim, bein shchutim, doesn't matter, it could be completely alive. Why? Because I could check it on Yontif and have a meal from it. Meshachim yeinois, of course, you give wine, shmonim, oils, uslatois, and fine flour, vekitniois, and beans, avaloi tfua, because you're not allowed to grind on Yontif. Because there are ways, says the Gemara, that you don't have to do that much work and make a nice meal out of the tefua. You cannot give the gifts with a bunch of people in a row. Like, I'm giving you a gift and I'm sending you three kids carrying cakes, whatever it is. Why? Because it looks as if you're going to the marketplace. Three men, three people. What if each person is carrying a different item? One person is carrying a wine, the other guy is a cake. Is that also a problem? Does it look like they're going to the marketplace? Teku, we don't know. Reb Shimon Matir B'Tvua. Tanya Reb Shimon Matir B'Tvua. Kigoyin Chitin Lasis Mem Ludiyas. Soirim Litem Lifnei Behemtoi. Adashim Lasis Mem Rasisim. Anyway, bottom line is, if I'm making a very easy, light food, I'm feeding my animal, I'm making something that doesn't take much, then I could give that. Says Reb Shimon that's why I could even give wheat, because there's ways to use it and not exert a lot of effort. says the official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, for four shlemim for Brino Basienta Dvaira. Mishachim Kalim, you could give gifts that are Kalim. What? What happened? Did I skip? Mishachim Kalim, garments, Bein Tfurim, Bein Chenim Tfurim, whether they're sewn or not. Now, sewn, obviously, you could wear, even unsewn, the stuff to do. Even if they have shatnas in it. And you're going to use it on Yontif. The Gemara is going to explain what. Avaloi sandal mesumer. This is a sandal mesumer. It looks like a football shoe in America and in England. A baseball. It has cleats. It has metal nails on the bottom. And does it say, did we go into it here? I think later on. Fine. There was a Maisa Shahoyo where many Yidden got killed. There was a stampede. There was a panic. And because of the sandal mesumer, so they said no more sandal mesumer. V'loy minol sheinu tafer. And you cannot give an unsewn shoe. What are you going to do with it, Ayantar? Reb Yehuda Omer, afloy minol lavan. You can't get a white shoe. Nobody wears white shoes. Today they do. But in those days, it had to be black. And the only way is if they should, you need a professional to darken it. Zaklal, kol shenoisim, baby, yantiv, mishalchenoisoi. Anything that you benefit from it on yantiv, you could send on yantiv. Says the Gemara. Bishloim etfurin, if I have clothing that's already sewn, chazin lemalbush, I can use it. Shein tfurim nami, chazin lechasui. I can use it as a blanket. Elo kalayim lemay chazin, what am I going to do with shatnas? V'chitayim el chazin lemay machtusei, I can put it underneath me, v'tanya lo yalo lelecha. You're not allowed to put it on top of you. You are allowed to put it below you. Because maybe one of the threads, very interesting pshat. This item is 100% shatnas, but you're allowed to sit on it. But once one thread comes around and gets on your leg, let's say, and it warms you, then it's as if you're using the whole blanket, the whole thing. Now, of course, we know the story that the stipler was on a train. Well, it starts with the stipler and Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father, who's the stipler, and mother. When they were dating, the first shidduch date, the stipler fell asleep. So the stipler's wife-to-be went to her brother, the Chazanish, and said, got me the wrong guy. This guy, something's wrong with him. So he said, no, it must be something. And what happened was, the stipler was learning, he had a whole schedule, only slept very little. He said, he'll sleep on the train. But because he got on the train and he realized that it's very possible that the seats are shatnas, he decided to stand the entire train ride. So Leiby told me another story yesterday. Chaim Wasserman was in England going around with Reb Moshe Sternberg. And he looked at the bus and he says he's not going to sit down on the seat because maybe it's shatnas. So the driver said, sir, there's no standing here in England on the bus. So Reb Moshe Sternberg said, no, this rabbi is makbid on kosher. He's worried that the seat isn't kosher. So the bus driver said, I didn't ask him to eat the seat. So they had to get off the bus. Once we're talking about that, it was only 8:02. Reb Shimshon Pinkos walked into a Beis Medrash and he looked at a guy and he said, you need to take off your pants immediately. The shot is in the pants. And the guy says, take them off immediately. And he did. I think the end of the story was, he went to ask him, Achille, he says, oi, I made it. It was a different company, whatever. He's not me, the guy. But that's what they say. Okay, says the Gemara, maybe he's not sitting directly on the shatnas. This is a Magichir's favorite two lines in Shas. Let's do it again. It doesn't matter. It could be 10 mattresses, but the bottom one is shatnas. Chacham said it's also. So then how in the world can I give shatnas on Yontif? What are you going to do with it? I can use it as a curtain. Even that's a problem. You imagine those days, you have a guy in your house, he gets a little hot, he takes your curtain, he starts wrapping himself in it, he blows his nose a shtickle on it, he does the whole thing, he goes like this. Those days, crazy. Ella Bekoshin says, we're talking about very tough shatnas, This felt like a felt hat. Gamda, which is very tough. The Naresh from this place called Naresh. Sharia, it's mutter, and that's what he gave him. Ayantif. Rabboisai, have a wonderful day.